At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98
BXY. Okay, let's let them rip this morning, shall we? 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We're going to clear
the air, baby.
That we are, Breezy. Let's go to our friend Jeff Wayne in first this morning. This says, good morning, guys. Oreos are trash and need to be stopped. They are overhyped. We do not need an Oreo variation of every single snack product and baked good in every single grocery store. There, I freaking said it.
I love Oreos.
He added the freaking.
He's pissed.
I love him too. You know
he
what?
Goes, stop production. Halt it.
Did you see the guy that took a flamethrower to an Oreo?
No.
It took like 90 seconds for it to even melt.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a good product.
Right, I was there. Like, I don't know. That's not.
That's a great product.
That's not the message they were trying to send.
That's like when people's cars catch on fire and the Stanley makes it, and then Stanley buys him a new car.
Right. I'm like, what? What is? What's in that Oreo? Can we send this Oreo to the sun?
That's whatever. Takes 3 years to digest.
Whatever they're using on this Oreo, can we just wrap a shuttle in it and send it to the sun? Good morning, guys. Calling everything toxic is making people avoid accountability. There, I said it. Sometimes you weren't in a toxic friendship. You were just being selfish and got called out on.
Right.
You're so true. Abigail is laying down the truth this morning.
Toxic
Thank
is
you
like,
so much, Abigail.
It's very much so a crutch. Like, that's your perception on things. So toxic. It's like, was it? Or did you just see things differently? That's the biggest question. Let's see. What else is here? This person says, just because you have a kid doesn't mean you have to stop living. There, I said it. All my friends either have kids or are pregnant with kids, and they're like chained to their house. I'm not really sure what's going on. I get it's a lot of responsibility, and you have responsibilities that you need to take care of when it comes to your child, but you can have a night out every once in a while. Period.
That's true, too. Plus, it's a lot easier, too, for us who don't have kids to say that. We don't know. We don't know.
Important for your mental health.
I mean, I'm going to be that person, though, that's still, you know, hey, do you want to go to vinyl? Yeah. I got to bring my son's car seat. Let's go club it up at vinyl, right? You got to bring your kid.
Oh, my God.
Lori says fireworks should be illegal. There, I said it. I don't get how they're sold to the public. The only thing they do is annoy neighbors and scare the hell out of animals. Get rid of them immediately. There, I said it.
I, like, don't understand. When did this shift happen of, like, fireworks were legal in New York?
Lori sounds like she would be a lot of fun at parties.
Well, not if there's fireworks there.
I don't know. I thought they were always legal.
No, you always had to drive to Pennsylvania to get them.
You still have to do that?
No, there's one on every corner. There's a tent on literally every corner. I don't understand. I just feel like people just make up laws and rules as we go. It's like,
it's a possibility. I think I saw some at the farmer's market that you can buy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's always this weird, like, circus tent on the corner of 96, and it's like fireworks, like, now.
Look at the size of this damn thing. For ages 3 and up.
I just feel like people who play with fireworks are just pyros. There, I said it.
Pyrotechnics.
It's just crazy. You're pyro. This person says, wireless charging is ass. It never works.
with the little disc you got to put the phone on?
Yeah.
I think they work great. They work great. You're still using a flip phone. That's why. They're not compatible. Let's go over, I'm going to do mine for today. Venmo request under $5 is psychotic behavior. There, I said it. You chase me down for $2 for the extra dipping sauces I got at dinner. You're not financially savvy. You're exhausting. There, I said it.
Or Venmoing with cents.
Yeah, $2.36.
You owe me.
You couldn't round up?
$47.52.
$47. I'll tell you one better. I'm going to give you $5.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to give you $50.
Just crazy.
Shannon says the obsession with true crime is low-key disturbing, you guys. There, I said it. I will never understand how you unwind by listening to stories of brutal murders, and you just sit there while folding laundry watching it like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're those people.
We are. I mean, yeah, we're gonna talk about this tomorrow, but watching shows that, like, genuinely make you sad, I mean, I'm not saying that necessarily for true crime, but it definitely plays a massive role on my mental health. I will say that.
I touched on Squid Games this morning because season 3 came out on Friday, and I was just wondering how many of you, like myself, will finish an episode and you're just stressed to the max.
Yeah.
Like, I need something to calm down. But you can't stop watching it. You're so invested.
You're so invested.
Hey guys, good morning. My husband preheated the oven the other night for 20 minutes to heat up 3 chicken nuggets. He's so annoying. There, I said it. Oh. Sure. Some people really do hate their spouse, do they not? And then I'll go over to Crystal, is it? Speaking of Venmo, you guys, I had to do a group birthday dinner over the weekend. And 10 people had to split the bill 10 ways. I don't think we're ever invited back to that restaurant ever again. Beyond annoying and embarrassing. There, I said it.
Keeping in the realm of food, mine for today is this. If you are that person that licks your fingers after every time you eat a meal, you need help. You need a psyche eval. There, I said it. Like, what? You shouldn't, your fingers should never be in your mouth ever past the age of 3. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, so if you're like a...
Eat an adult and use a wet one.
If you're a dentist or a hygienist, don't be licking your fingers from the Cheetos you just ate before you put them in my mouth.
God, I'm disgusted.
Unless you're very pretty, in which case I got no problem licking the Cheeto dust off of your fingers.
Yeah, we're going to go. Thank you.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play 98 PXY.
Welcome back to the show, PXY Mornings. Moose, breezy, breezy. It's a nice start already. Let's talk about the Ronald McDonald House for a second. They showcased their new house-to-home mobile medical unit yesterday at Innovative Field during the Red Wings game. And I got to tell you, this thing's a beauty. We have been partnering with Ronald McDonald House for years. We love the work they do right here in the community. But Ronald McDonald House works with local hospitals to support families of children with serious illnesses or injuries, for those that don't know. So they provide a home away from home. However, accessibility remains a challenge for them right now because there's a 20% no-show rate, which means the children aren't able to get back in for care. And so the CEO says our goal is to reduce that significantly within the first year. Mm-hmm. So they have this new mobile medical unit, which is a first for Ronald McDonald House Charities, and it brings medical care directly to patients' homes.
Interesting.
Kind of like if you needed a mobile haircut, or that's probably a bad example.
Yeah, but there's a couple other mobile, like hospital or
they do it for
medical units.
Vets have them. They'll come to you if there's emergency or something going on with your dog.
Trillium has it for like testing and stuff like that when it comes to like STD testing or something you need help with. Trillium has you covered with that also.
Oscar Mayer has the Wienermobile if you want a hot dog.
Right. I can assure you they do not give out hot dogs because I've already tried and looked. And then the U of R has like a mammogram mobile. So they do like mobile mammograms as well, which is really cool.
There you go. And there's a lot of families, too, that would miss their follow-up appointment. So with this vehicle going straight to their homes, they can make sure that the child continues their care and that they're seeing their physician on a regular basis and they're not losing out on any of those support services that they need. But Amy Hall, the senior director for grants and institutions, said this is really what this is about. Appointments in the mobile units are designed to be just like regular in-person visits. So the unit also features ADA accessibility, mobile Wi-Fi, can't go wrong with that, and provides meals for patients and families. The mobile medical unit launched in April. It's already served more than a dozen families right here in the 585.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Keep doing you, Ronald McDonald House. We do love you guys. Coming up on the show, why do you avoid telling people what it is that you do for a living? Last night, I was emceeing a charity golf tournament, making small talk. Guy comes up to me. What do you do? Right? Of course, hits me with the classic, what do you do? And I tell him, and it's not what he said to me. It's what he asked me.
Ugh, it's cringy.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me right now. So I thought, what is it that you guys do for a living? But why do you avoid telling people what it is that you do? 585-252-9800. I'll tell you what happened coming up next on the show. Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Does anyone else avoid telling people what it is you do for a living? And if so, why? 585-252-9800. Last night I got the chance to MC a charity golf tournament. You know, and I was making small talk. This guy comes up, super friendly, we're chatting, and he hits me with the classic, so what it is, what is it that you do? And I tell him, you know, I work in radio. Without missing a beat, he goes, that's so awesome, man. That's so crazy. Can you get me and my wife tickets for Def Leppard?
What?
What? I looked at him and I said, no. And he goes, how come?
I'm so sorry.
How come? So I tried to politely explain to him that there's limits to what shows, what artists, what labels I can get tickets from. You don't just throw an artist's name out at me from 3 decades ago. And I go, oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? I got him right here in my back pocket.
Station.
Yeah, I got him right here. So as soon as I tell this guy, yeah, I probably won't be able to do that, He lost all interest in the conversation, and he walked away.
Also, first time meeting this man?
First time.
Ballsy for him to just be like, so anyways.
I thought so. So now I'm curious. Do you avoid telling people your job? And do you get those awkward, wild follow-up questions the second they find out what it is that you do?
Right.
Text or call us. Let's hear it. Because yesterday I'm just looking at this guy and I'm like, I can't believe you're asking me this right now.
I feel like every single career has that weird, punny
everyone
follow-up question that people who are asking said question think they're the first person to ever ask this question. It's like, oh, I've never heard that one before, Johnny. So funny and original. Like if I had a nickel, you know what I mean?
I used to hate coming home for the holidays for the purpose that every single table I had to sit around, it was the same questions every year. So what's going on in LA? In anything I would have seen? I don't know. You're a plumber. Have you crapped in any toilets lately I've used? It's so funny. Oh, look at Kelly texting in here. Good morning, guys. I'm a nurse. And the second people find out, it's like I'm suddenly doing free medical advice at a barbecue. Yesterday, a woman I never met asked me while I was eating if I could look at her weird rash.
Yeah, that is
a perfect example.
Yeah, I do this a lot with my friends who are nurses or PAs. Like, I will go to them for anything, and they're like, I'm off the clock. Like, it's too much. But then again, there are some nurses that never really turn it off. You know what I mean? Like,
they're always on.
Always.
I feel bad. I was this guy. So I'm sorry, Kelly. You know, Duffy down the hall, his wife's a dermatologist. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when I went over there? I was like, do you mind taking a look at this for me? In her own kitchen.
You asked Duffy?
His wife.
Oh,
in her own kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's probably
book an appointment, ?
I did. I was that guy. It's hard not to sometimes, and I get that because they're right in front of you. You know what I mean? And you can't help. It's like, I'm going to send you an invoice later. Nicole says, I stopped telling people I'm a massage therapist. And I'm sure you can guess why. Yeah, because they want a happy ending.
No one was thinking that, but you always take it too far. No, right. Never. Wasn't even in the realm. You need help. I think one of the big ones that, like, when people tell me they do this as a career, the light bulbs go off in my head when people say they're either a contractor or a handyman or they can build things. I'm like,
wow. Can you hook me up with drywall?
Come through. Like, I have so many murals that need to be hung.
You're going to be insane when you get a new house.
I know.
Let's go over to our friend Jackie.
Period.
Just a house. Yeah, we wish you well with that. Jackie says, my husband works at a bank and people all the time ask if he can help them get approved for a loan. And most of the time, the people asking have a credit score of 500 or lower. Oh, that's so tough. Oh, that's really tough. Yeah. Did I tell you when I was buying my first car?
No.
There was a dude next to me and he was talking it over with the sales guy. And they're like, what's your credit score? And I overheard them say it was like 430.
It's really bad. The one thing that kind of annoys me is when your parents do something and your friends or other people come to you and ask you to be the liaison between them and your dad. This happens with my dad all the time.
What are people asking for?
So either financial advice, because my dad's a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Or, hey, can you get your dad out to do my driveway? Because he also owns a seal coating business. So I'm just like, call him? Like, I guess I can. But there's also like a schedule that takes place.
It is true what they say, though. It's who you know.
I guess.
Let's go over to Jesse. I'm a therapist. I do not tell people unless I have to because suddenly I'm getting trauma dumps at parties. Like I'm off the clock and holding a white claw. Yeah. This is not a session, but some people can't help themselves. Yeah, no, I totally get that, Jesse.
Correct.
It's easy for people. They don't think about it. I met a cardiologist the other day. I was at a restaurant. I had a 20-minute conversation with him about my high cholesterol. My dude's like, dude, he's going to have to bill you for this. I'm like, you know what? I apologize. I'm so sorry. You're trying to enjoy yourself. It's a Saturday.
The biggest one is like when you run into a lawyer and you know how expensive lawyers are just to even like look at, and you're out to dinner and you're getting free legal advice.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some situations that you need to take advantage of because that's just called using your resources and being financially savvy. But not to say it's not annoying. But yeah, what are the top five when people find out we're on the radio? How early do you have to wake up? Can you get me tickets? Are you going to talk about me?
I get that a lot.
I don't really listen to the radio. That's not a question. That's just a statement. And what do you do when you're off?
I did meet
those
someone.
Are the questions.
I did meet someone for the first time over the weekend. And the conversation went as far as, hey, how are you? It's nice to meet you. And then they followed it up with, are you going to talk about this on Monday? I go,
there was no substance here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, let me go over to Brett real quick. I'll end it with Brett, who says, I'm unemployed, but I don't tell people because as soon as they hear I have all this free time, they're going to want to either hang out with me or date me. This guy's a legend, I can already tell. Brett, I'll hang out with you, buddy.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.